The beginning of the Atlantic hurricane season is just a few weeks away, and this week, the forecaster The Weather Company released an outlook for the season. It's predicting a slightly less active one with 14 named storms compared to 15 in the Atlantic last year. In North Carolina, many people are still recovering from last year's Hurricane Florence, which made landfall there on September 14th and caused widespread flooding and damage. Many of the residents of Craven County on the North Carolina coast saw the devastation firsthand because, as a recent analysis shows, more than half of residents chose not to evacuate and decided to ride out that storm in their homes. NPR's Rebecca Ellis reports.
Stanley Kite saw Hurricane Florence coming from hundreds of miles away. Powerful winds were likely to push a 14-foot wall of ocean water onto the shore of his county. Everyone had to go.
Craven County has issued a mandatory evacuation.
3 days before Florence made landfall, the robocalls went out. For the first time in over 40 years, Kite, head of Craven's emergency services, asked the entire county to evacuate.
Residents are asked to heed all warnings given by officials as this is
a company called Cubic recently analyzed smartphone location data to estimate how many people listened to evacuation orders during Florence. They found only 45% of Craven's residents left, the lowest rate of any county that had issued a mandatory evacuation. These numbers don't surprise Kite.
I never had any dream that we would have over 1,800 calls for emergency evacuation in about 8 hours. We had to prioritize, you know, who's near death, who's just wet.
Craven County flooded like Kite had never seen. In New Bern, Craven's largest city, firemen responded to one call and found an entire block that needed rescue. Blocks became whole neighborhoods. Kite told first responders to start knocking on every door.
People kept saying, well, I didn't have any idea it was going to be this bad. Why not? I mean, why did they think that?
Storm forecasters were at the top of their game for Hurricane Florence. While it was making waves way out in the Atlantic 5 days before landfall, the National Hurricane Center predicted the storm would come ashore near the island town of Wrightsville Beach. They got it within 2 miles. Kite wants to know why the forecast wasn't enough to get residents to leave.
It's a mindset that I cannot explain to you. I don't understand it.
I thought I was going to be all right. I was there for 44 years, and all the other storms come through, and I was fine. But it fooled me.
76-year-old Ann Cantlow stayed because she knows a New Bern storm. A couple inches of rain, a few missing roof shingles. It's the same reason her daughter, Sharon Bryant, stayed.
We're used to the hurricane. We're used to the lights going out. We're used to, you know, rain.
And New Bern's mayor, Dana Outlaw.
We've had so many hurricanes, and most of them are just clean up, and 3-4 days later, you're back to normal.
But Florence was not a normal New Bern storm. Ann Cantlow spent the night in her attic as the water flooded her ground floor.
I ran to the front bedroom and told my granddaughter, get up, get the pillow, get the blanket, get in the attic. Come back and got my dogs and carried them in the attic. One of them wouldn't come to me, so he got drowned.
The next morning, Cantlow was able to wade out onto her front porch and flag down the National Guard.
That water, it was so nasty. It took my toenail and it put sores on my leg and feet.
Dawn Baldwin Gibson has heard Ann Cantlow's story and hundreds like it. She's a pastor and a teacher in New Bern, and from what she's gathered, there were a few factors influencing people's decision to stay put. A high storm tolerance was one. Baldwin Gibson says local politics were another.
There was this thought of, if I leave, I'm not going to be able to come back.
Before Florence hit, the city had been trying to relocate the residents of Trent Court, the city's flood-prone public housing, to higher ground. But Baldwin Gibson says the move was complicated by the fact that private developers appeared eager to replace the complex with nicer, pricier housing.
So they're suspicious because I haven't had an experience that water was going to be that bad. And I know they want me out of Trent Court, so then I'm not going to leave.
These residents, says Baldwin Gibson, got trapped, along with many others.
I started getting messages probably about 11:30 or 12 o'clock that night. And people said, we can't get out. One mother told me, she said, my decision to not leave is going to kill me and all of our kids.
Later, she found out the family was rescued. To estimate how many people stayed in Craven, location data company Cubic examined aggregated data from smartphone users who allow location data sharing through their apps, about a fifth of the U.S. population. They could also look at how crowded shelters got and how many New Bern residents remained displaced a month later. Stanley Kite has started thinking about whether this kind of location data could help him rescue people who decide to stay at home for the next big storm.
Somebody like Google could probably have your flashing light going, there's somebody in that house, or there's at least an active device in that house.
He suspects Craven would be home to a lot of flashing lights.
They are rapidly rebuilding and rapidly repairing and ready to hunker in for the next one.
Like Ann Cantlow, who says evacuation just isn't in the cards.
I take a chance of staying there again. Yeah, I take a chance of staying there.
She says as long as she has an attic, she'll be okay. Rebecca Ellis, NPR News, Craven County.